for kisses or do you ever send our full stop? Do you know where the muffins go? They go along to take your honey. Way down how we build our breakfast now. Let's say my love, my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to muscle, toe to toe. The fear has gripped me, but here I go. My heart sings as I can blow. Your hand grips and that smile is shining up. Do you know where the wild things go? They go on to take your honey. Bring down our sleep, build our breakfast. Now let's eat my love, my love. She bruises calls, she's blood as pistol shows. Hold her down when soggy clothes and breeze blows. She's morphine, queen of my vaccine. My love, my love, love, love. Soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Germaline, disinfect the scene. My love, my love, love, love. Please don't go. I love you so, my lovely.
Welcome to Black Stripes or White Keys, our first show of the spring semester. I'm Kayla, and Trisha will be back momentarily. You're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. Hello. And Trisha is back. What microphone are you on?
I'm on mic 3.
Awesome. Oh, wait. Go to mic 4, please.
I'm on mic 4.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hello.
It's not programmed, and I didn't feel like doing it in 2 seconds. So that was Alt J for you because it's a favorite, an inside joke of ours. So, you know, thought we'd kick off the semester pretty nice. We're at an earlier time.
Yeah.
We are at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. We used to be at 9. We're at 6 now.
So, for you early birds, it's great for you.
Early birds. Early birds, if you rise at 6 p.m., we're here for you.
We're ready. With those indie rock bops.
Yep.
But, you know, we're just going to chill for the next hour listening to some good tunes. A lot of this stuff is left over from last fall that we did not play, so
yeah.
We're going to see what's on there. Although, I think this, I get, No, I did add it a long time ago, but this is a good song, and it's by a band called Fantagram, Mouthful of Diamonds. It's pretty good. I heard it again the other day, and I was like, yeah, it's good. So I hope you guys like it.
Doesn't make you a narcissist to love yourself. It feels like nothing is easy. It'll never be. That's alright. Let it out. Talk to me.
You don't have to be a prodigy to be unique. You don't have to know what to say or what to think. You don't have to be anybody you can never be. That's alright, let it out, talk to me.
Hello.
It really ended depressing there, but you know, it's okay.
I think it's calming. I think it was
I think
it,
you know what? It's such a pretty song. Like, there's something so beautiful about, like, a sorrowful ballad.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's what I gave you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta be in touch with the emotions.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate the sorrow.
Yeah. I guess we have a PSA to do.
Well, you got the book right open.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. We have an announcement for you all. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive, too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to PETA, go to the PETA website link, and then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer-lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts.
From Tufts. Well, okay, that was a pretty lengthy PSA.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to be so lengthy because it looked so short. But the gist of that was being vegetarian.
It has a lot of good benefits for animals and the world.
I'm not a vegetarian, so if you do it, you're stronger than me.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I could do it.
I don't eat beef anymore, though, and that's been cool.
Well, I mean, I feel like it's generally like the most meat we eat is chicken.
Yeah.
And then you got, like, your beef, like, once in a while. Like, maybe, like, you know, twice in 2 weeks or whatever.
Well, beef isn't a surprisingly large amount of stuff, like pepperoni. I don't eat pepperoni anymore. It's sad.
I thought pepperoni was pork. It's beef?
Pork and beef.
Oh, pork and beef.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Pork beef. Beef pork.
Beef pork. I do. That is one thing that I kind of, like, hate, is that pork is probably the worst. I think it's probably worse than red meat in terms of fat content.
In terms
specifically.
Of fat content, I'd probably
but
say
like,
so.
I don't know. I really like sausage. And, like, okay, I used to be really obsessed with bacon,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, like, I've grown out of that. Like, bacon's a once in a while kind of thing.
Yeah.
Every, like,
yeah.
Once in a blue moon, you feel?
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, I can go long times a period without eating sausage, but, like, when some sausage is in something, I'm just like, that is so good. Like, if I'm having pasta and there's sausage in it, I'm like, that's so good.
I like how we were just talking about going vegetarian, and now we're talking about
I know, but the whole thing is that I feel bad about it.
Yeah.
I feel bad about it, but then, like, I can't force myself to stop, it's because, so you know, I just want to live.
You know, I think it's better to eat pork than sausage because pork has, I mean, sorry, than pork than beef because pork sausage has a lesser environmental impact than, like, eating some beef. So, you know, go ahead
and
eat pork.
Although, but the way that they kill pigs is really bad.
That is true. That's kind of nasty things.
Like, they're kind of, I think they're, like, alive when they, like, kind of, when they, I don't know how it works, but I heard something and I don't want to share it because it's just going to make everyone sad.
Will you tell me off air?
Sure. Okay. I don't know if I'm right. I think it's something. I don't know if they still do it. I don't know. I don't want to know.
Okay.
To be honest, actually, if you want to go vegetarian, mm-hmm. just watch one of those documentaries and you'll be set.
Mm-hmm. Do it.
Yeah. But no, it's good, but it's also, you know, the one thing I would consider pescatarian. Because I do really like fish, and some people are not fish people, but I like fish, and I feel like maybe that could be enough to, like, satisfy my meat craving.
Have
something that feels, like, heavier, because that's the one thing, is some vegetables are just not heavy enough for me to feel, like, satisfying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that being going pescatarian and also finding, like, vegetarian alternatives that give you, like, the same amount of nutrients. Like, if you eat beans and rice, that has all of your amino acids in it.
And your protein.
Yeah. And so there you go.
Okay, but vegan, just no.
If vegan's
just
not hard, no. I really like eggs.
I love eggs. Cheese.
I like eggs. Egg.
Egg. No, I think vegan, it's just too much for me.
It's too
it's too much. Too far. Like vegetarian, I feel like maybe I could do it for a month.
Mm-hmm.
But like, but that's a stretch too. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I could do it. It's just I feel like I would be so, I would like try and then I'd be like, what am I, like I would feel like miss things. And I feel like, you know, don't want to be selfish, but it's just a hard thing, you know. Sometimes you once you have something, you know, it's like you don't want to give it up.
I miss burgers. They were good.
You don't eat beef at all?
No, I haven't had a burger in like 5 months.
Wow. Look at you. You're doing better than me.
Well, just because, like, it's scary. Like, all these fires and floods and stuff. Like, I don't want the planet to, like, overheat because it's doing that. And yeah. So, beef is one of the major contributors to greenhouse gases. So, if you stop eating it.
Oh, because they eat the grass?
No, I think it's more like they
educate
consume
me.
A lot. They consume a lot and they fart a lot.
The methane.
So, yeah. And so that's why they're a big old problem.
So basically, okay, so what I'm understanding is that because we eat cows, we need to have more of them to kill them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why they're producing so
much.
You
gotta lower the demand for cows.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. We gotta produce less cows. Produce less cows. Grow less
cows.
But
that's also like, you could say the same thing about dairy, though, because for cows to produce milk, they have to be pregnant. So that means they have to keep having babies.
Uh-huh. Wait, what does this have to do with dairy?
Oh, well, then it's not reducing dairy. It would not reduce the cow demand by that much, because I feel like cows are just as needed for dairy as meat. But I guess if you eliminated them as meat, then it would help a little bit.
Yeah, because I think,
because they would just be dairy.
Yeah. I don't know, you know, that's a good point. That's a good point.
I don't know.
My milk. I haven't given up milk, although I've heard that drinking oat milk is good for the planet.
Apparently oat milk is really good with coffee.
I want some. I've had it before.
I've never tried it.
It's good.
I should try it.
It doesn't taste like milk, but it tastes like really good. Yeah, it's worth it.
All right, try oat milk, people.
Try oat milk.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean, I think what my brother does, which is something that is good, is he just, like, tries to limit the amount he eats normally. Like, he doesn't give up meat, but he tries to have, like, maybe a couple days of the week just have a meatless meal. And I think that's maybe something I would try, because I could definitely do that. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if I could do it indefinitely. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, meatless meals are good. Meatless Mondays. Those are good. Maybe I should start doing that. We should start doing meatless Mondays, man.
Let's do it. Meatless Mondays.
What day is today? Tuesday. Oh, thank God.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. It's cool. Hope you guys
actually,
enjoying.
I haven't had any meat today, and I won't.
Good.
Because, like, I know what I'm going to make after this, and it's not meat involved.
It's not meat involved?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's very good. I don't know what I've eaten today. I think I've already forgotten.
I had a banana, a sandwich, and sun chips.
Sun chips.
Delicious, nutritious. Mm. Sun chips aren't that nutritious. Whole grains, delicious. Right? They're made out of whole grains, though.
Yeah, they're like the least unhealthy chip.
If they're whole grains, it's fine. If they're not, it's not fine.
Yeah.
But I don't remember. I just know they're tasty.
Sun chips are tasty.
They are. I got, usually I just get the, my favorite is garden salsa.
Mm.
But they don't have those here. Like they only have like the cheese, the regular, and the French onion. I got the French onion. I usually go with plain, but I was spicing it up today.
I like the plain ones. Yeah.
I mean, I like all of them, but I have to rank it. It'd probably be like garden salsa is number one. And then I feel like regular and French onion are tied. And then like the cheese ones are actually my least favorite.
I like the French, I mean, sorry, the regular ones. The cheese ones, yeah, I don't like, here's the thing, I don't like any cheese-flavored chips. Mm-hmm. Like, cheese-flavored chips, they, to me, it feels like they should not exist. Like, they really
Some people are going to come after you right now for that.
I know. It seems like
everyone actually,
in this world loves
personally, okay, the only thing that is acceptable for me, okay, so I do like Doritos, but I prefer Cool Ranch Doritos like 1,000% over regular Doritos. Mm-hmm. But nothing beats Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its are amazing.
Cheez-Its, yeah.
They are good.
Those are
like, I don't care what anyone says, but Cheez-Its are good. So that's my opinion on cheese things. It's really Cheez-Its, and like, not a huge Cheetos fan, not a huge, like, those puff things are okay, like, ever, like, maybe once every five, like 2 years, like,
two years.
I wasn't gonna go five, but, like, because, you know, sometimes you just eat them because they're weird.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, I can eat this.
You know what's better than, like, Cheetos and Cheez-Its, though? Actual cheese.
You're right.
Blocks of cheese. You ever get those really good cheese blocks, like some Gouda?
I love Gouda.
Yeah, you know, some aged cheddar. Oh my gosh, yeah. And you just cut off a little bit and you just eat it. Maybe some French bread, you know.
Oh yeah. Ooh man, I love like putting like melting brie on bread. So good.
You know, the spreadable cheese.
Some mozzarella, fresh mozzarella, like when you cut it up. Cheese,
man.
That is, I think, the main reason why I could not be vegan is cheese.
Cheese is so good.
Yeah, but like I could live without eggs.
I could not live without eggs.
Really, I'm like
so many things. Cake.
Oh yeah, you're right though. They're just like too many baked goods. Yeah,
baked good. You want an omelet, you want some sort of breakfast thing. It's got a, you know, eggs, man. Dough has eggs in it. Lots of things have eggs in it. Depends on the dough, but like, oh my God, eggs.
Eggs.
Eggs. Scrambled eggs. Boiled egg.
I really do like Eggs Benedict, though.
Yeah.
That stuff is good.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Egg.
We have just been on like the weirdest tirade right now. Like we've been talking about this I think for like 10
back
minutes. So back to the music. What do we got? I have some old stuff actually.
Old tunes.
So here's some Velvet Underground for you guys. We're taking it back. But then right after that we got like a pretty new indie rock song. So like variety is the spice of life, people. Remember that.
We're gonna go off air and talk about how we feel about bananas now.
I love bananas.
Get it? Because the Velvet Underground. Okay.
Wait, what?
Get it? Because the Velvet Underground and they have the banana album cover.
Oh. Well, you know what? Really as a funny. Food, bananas are great. I need to look at this album cover because I'm not really sure how I feel about it yet. So right. Here you go, Sweet Jane.
Standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand. Jack's in his corset, Jane is in her vest, and me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Huh. Riding a Studs Bearcat gym. You know, those were different times. All the poets, they studied rules of verse, and those ladies, they rolled their eyes. Sweet Jane, oh, Sweet Jane, oh, Sweet Jane. I tell you something, Jack, he is a banker. Come home from work. Ooh, sitting down by the fire. Ooh, the radio does play the classical music, their jam. The march of the wooden soldiers. All your protesters, you can hear Jack say. Some evil mothers, well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt.
You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes. Ooh. And that, you know, children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die.
See?
Hello, you're listening to WMFO Medford. We're going to tell you that again later.
Yeah, in about 5 minutes or so. But, yeah, that was... We had a lot of shoegaze and dream pop for you right there. So I hope you liked it. That last one was Cherry Colored Funk by the Cocteau Twins. That's a good name for a song.
So calming. I feel
cherry colored funk. I don't think that's very calming.
You know, but I felt the song was.
But the song, well, all that kind of music is very laid back.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I had stress and now I have to sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe this is what I should listen to when I'm doing homework, or maybe it shouldn't be just because I'll fall asleep.
Fall asleep, yeah.
Because I fell asleep doing homework last night. It's very like, I don't know. It's very relaxing, but.
Yeah, in any case.
That's a good thing.
What time is it? It's time for
Conspiracy Crackdown. Okay, I never get that ready in time.
Yeah, it's okay. We haven't decided what conspiracy we want to talk about.
Yeah, we did not.
It could be anything.
It could be anything. Maybe we should... I mean, I was thinking maybe we could find a conspiracy about the vegetarian... meat, whatever.
I just saw a lot of pictures of pigs being slaughtered, and but PETA, specifically PETA conspiracies. Oh yeah.
Let's look it up.
PETA conspiracy.
I mean, I don't know much about PETA. I just know that they've done some crazy stuff in the past. Mm-hmm. So maybe they have conspiracies. Mm-hmm. Conspiracy theory, PETA. Oh my god, I think it's their conspiracy theory because it's on their website.
Honestly, that's great too. That's also great. Conspiracy theory.
If you've never been implicated in a preposterous conspiracy theory, I can highly recommend the experience. It's a roller coaster ride of emotions from shocked to flattered to downright amused. This is especially true when the person responsible for the conspiracy theory is a high-ranking government official, as we discovered last week when we were tipped off to an alleged claim by U.S. Secretary of Labor Elaine Chao that PETA's Kentucky Fried Cruelty campaign is not what it seems. That it is, wait for it, a cleverly disguised initiative designed to help labor organizations pass bills that will assist in unionizing workers. Well, I don't know about you, but I feel like that's a good thing.
Yeah, right? I'm really not getting the bad part of this.
Well, maybe they're just trying to be sarcastic because this person... When was this article published? 2018. Because I'm like, this person... I don't... Who knows? With this administration, I don't know if they're still the Secretary of Labor. Yeah, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're very salty in this. Okay. Just so that this point is crystal clear, PETA's campaign against KFC is single-mindedly focused on that company's treatment of chickens, which, by the way, is appalling. On account of where an animal rights organization, i.e. an organization that concerns itself with the treatment of animals like chickens, for instance, which is why we have a campaign against a chicken chain, I do hope that makes sense to everyone. Anyway, here's the letter. Oh, okay. That was really nothing.
It's okay.
They actually just post conspiracies on their website.
That's great.
Yeah, actually, maybe we should...
I support a website that does that. Any organization...
Wait, The Atlantic has a good one. This is from 2012, though. Yeah. She's old. PETA's terrible, horrible, no good, very bad history of killing animals.
Wait, PETA's killing animals?
Okay, I don't know. The organization, which claims to be dedicated to the cause of animal rights, can't explain why its adoption rate is only 2.5% for dogs. In 2011, PETA behaved in a regrettably consistent manner. It euthanized the overwhelming majority of dogs and cats it accepted into its shelters. Out of 760 dogs impounded, they killed 713, arranged for 19 to be adopted, and farmed out 36 to other shelters, not necessarily no-kill ones. Well, that's not very nice, PETA.
Yeah.
Why are you euthanizing all your animals?
Come on, PETA.
Oh, there's a whole website called PETA Kills Animals. Oh my god, this is so crazy. BuzzFeed's got an article. PETA is right. It's weird how we talk about animal... Oh no, wait, I've seen that last year. It's like this thing about... Yeah, go on BuzzFeed. It's fine. It's not really that relevant. Mm-hmm. But yeah, apparently they're just really... They're a spicy group of people.
They're spicy. Wow. That's spicy.
So, you know, if you ever want to go down a hole on the internet, look up everything about PETA, because they are some wild people. Because, you know, apparently, you know, animal rights, but then apparently they kill animals. Like, there's just a whole situation going on, and that's a conspiracy. PETA is up to something.
That's very spicy.
It's the Illuminati.
The Illuminati is PETA.
Yep.
Do you think PETA is part of the Illuminati, or do you think the Illuminati is part of PETA?
That's the real question, think we will end on that. Yeah. Thank you
all right.
for listening to Black Stripes or White Keys on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank y'all for listening. And we're going to round you out with a Taking Back Sunday song. So we went from Slow Dive to... Cocteau Twins, our dream pop shoegaze world, and now we're going with some pop punk.
Cool.
Let's do it.
Good night, folks.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
Your lipstick is colored up by the angel.